Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. And to our standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 171, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with the Chronological Bible. This unique viewpoint, this unique Bible arrangement allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history from the perspective of the Word of God. Today, beloved, we're reading Numbers chapter 6. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord. He shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the days be fulfilled in the which he separated himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separated himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister, when they die, because the consecration of his God is upon his head. All the days of his separation he is holy unto the Lord. And if any man die very suddenly by him, and he hath defiled the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing, on the seventh day shall he shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons to the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering and make an atonement for him for that he sinned by the dead and shall hollow his head that same day. And he shall consecrate unto the Lord the days of his separation. And shall bring a lamb of the first year for a trespass offering. But the days that were before shall be lost because his separation was defiled. And this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall offer his offering unto the Lord, one he lamb of the first year without blemish, for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish, for peace offerings. And a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, and wafers of unleavened bread anointed with oil, and their meat offering and their drink offerings. And the priest shall bring them before the Lord, and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. And he shall offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall offer also his meat offering and his drink offering. And the Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and he shall take the hair of the head of his separation and put it in the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offerings. And the priest shall take the sodden shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them upon the hands of the Nazarite after the hair of his separation is shaven. And the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. This is holy for the priest, with the wave breast and heave shoulder, and after that the Nazarite may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who hath vowed, and of his offering unto the Lord for his separation, beside that his hand shall get according to the vow which he vowed, so he must do after the law of his separation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And Lord, forgive us of our sins, fill us with your Holy Spirit, and help us to understand your holy word, to love it, to obey it, to share it with others, to teach it to others, to preach your holy gospel to others, so that others may come to know you, Savior. For that is, by your grace, forever our aim, to introduce as many people as possible to you, Lord Jesus, with the powerful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to our standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service family members all around the world. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 456. Dr. Spurgeon has chosen for our devotional reading today Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. A heart of flesh is known by its tenderness concerning sin. To have indulged a foul imagination, or to have allowed a wild desire to tarry even for a moment, is quite enough to make a heart of flesh grieve before the Lord. The heart of stone calls a great iniquity nothing, but not so the heart of flesh. If to the right or left I stray, that moment, Lord, reprove, and let me weep my life away for having grieved thy love. The heart of flesh is tender of God's will. My Lord is a great blusterer, and it is hard to subject him to God's will. But when the heart of flesh is given, the will quivers like an aspen leaf in every breath of heaven, and bows like an osier in every breeze of God's Spirit. The natural will is cold, hard iron, which is not to be hammered into form, but the renewed will, like molten metal, is soon molded by the hand of grace In the fleshy heart there is a tenderness of the affections. The hard heart does not love the Redeemer. But the renewed heart burns with affection towards him. The hard heart is selfish and coldly demands, "Why should I weep for sin? Why should I love the Lord?" But the heart of flesh says, "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Help me to love thee more." Many are the privileges of this renewed heart. 'Tis here the Spirit dwells. 'Tis here that Jesus rests. It is fitted to receive every spiritual blessing, and every blessing comes to it. It is prepared to yield every heavenly fruit to the honor and praise of God, and therefore the Lord delights in it. A tender heart is the best defense against sin and the best preparation for heaven. A renewed heart stands on its watchtower looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you this heart of flesh? Let's pray. Holy Father God, give all of us who name the name of Christ, for those of us who don't have it, this heart of flesh, for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with what we have done for quite some time now, nearly a year, I believe, in the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, the memorial and devotional service, and that is read a portion of what I call the family verses. And I believe we read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20 on yesterday. And today we're going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, 23, and 24. And we're going to read them from my wife's index cards. She has all of the verses for women, for wives and mothers, not only in her Bible, pardon me, but to hide them in her heart better, she has written them with her hand on index cards. And so today, for the first time ever in the history of the White House Family Devotions, yes, you are witnessing history, we're reading some of the family verses from an index card. But it's still powerful because it is the Word of God. It doesn't matter what is written on. It is still the Word of God. I get so tickled with these people who talk about I am paper Bible saved, like there's a difference in the paper or digital. And there's no difference because the Word of God will stand forever, wherever. It makes no difference if it is on an iPad, a cell phone, a computer, paper, or on an index card. The Word of God rings true because it is true, and it is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And this is why you can ride down the road and read a billboard with the scriptures on it and feel conviction and get a blessing from it. My son, Daniel, Ezekiel, and I were going to the store one day, and we saw a billboard that had the Holy Scriptures on it, and he and I both just paused. We just sat there in the car and read the Scriptures. It's a beautiful thing. The Word of God is so powerful. It can flash for a second and change your life forever. Anyway, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24, these three verses start off what I call the family verses in the Bible. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. That is not a suggestion, ladies. That is a commandment. Just do it. As I've already told you, well, I don't like that. It seemed like that's not fair. Maybe Paul was angry with women and all such foolishness, all you want to. You need to just do it, that's all, okay? Just do it and be blessed. Throughout the scriptures, we learn that God tells his people to do certain things. It may not make sense to us, but that does not matter. We need to obey it by faith in God and in Jesus. Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife. God has already established that. Make no mistake about it. Whether you like it or not, your husband is the head over you and over your children. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. That is definitely established. No man or no woman can doubt that. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And women, if you do this thing cheerfully and joyfully and with alacrity, God will bless you real good if you do it. If you don't, you're going to be cursed. Your marriage is going to be cursed and probably doomed. Your children are going to hate your guts because you didn't rise to the occasion of at least some adult maturity. Say, you know what, I may not like what my husband is doing, but I'm going to rise up and create a peaceful, joyful Christian attitude and spirit and atmosphere in this household so that my children can enjoy a peaceful, quiet household, which they will not do if I constantly rebel against my husband and disobey my husband and have a nasty attitude towards my husband and not love my children as I should. Now take that, women, and run with it and set yourself free. Stop being in bondage by your own foolishness, your own women's lib garbage, and your own stubbornness and pride, and be set free. A young man wrote a book recently. I love this title, one of the greatest titles I've ever seen. He said, Live Free. I don't know what the book is about. It's a Christian book. But I do know this, that if you know Jesus Christ, you will be free indeed. And if you are obedient to Christ, if you're truly born again, and that's where you're going, whether you like it or not, obedience to Christ, because that is where the victory is, and that's where the freedom is. Live Free. I love that title. You say, how do you know that title? Because I looked at one of my books on Amazon and was right under one of my books for some reason. But he wrote that title. He put that title on his book, Live Free. Ladies, you're not living free because you're in bondage to your own disobedience. And sad to say, some of you are in bondage because you don't have faith in God to believe his word. See, God has told all of us what to do to live free, victoriously, and to win. Yes, I do believe that God wants his people, the winning God, wants his people to be winners, not losers. Just win. But if you sin, you're going to lose. God will never let you get away with sin. Disrespect to the authority over you, be he a husband or be a parent or whatever. If you want to win, and like that brother said, if you want to be free, live free, you need to obey God, obey Jesus. For he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. God bless you real good. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's pray. We have some prayer requests to pray for. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll help all of the women under the sound of my voice to live free. Help them to obey you, obey your holy word, love, reverence, respect, and submit to their husbands, and help them to do it with cheerfulness, joyfulness, and alacrity. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for Shakat. Please bless him with the money he needs for the poor people, orphans and widows in his community to help them. We pray for Vicky. Please bless Priscilla and Rex and help them to do your will. We pray for John. Please heal him from dizziness and tensions in his head and body. Heal his eyes. Give him good health. Protect his family and save them all. Deliver him from debt and meet all their needs. Bless the evangelism outreach work they are doing in Israel and have the country's economy to improve. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for all of the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry. We pray for the thousands who have, and we pray for some by name. We pray for Yonda, Lagia, Euliadis, and Juanita. And Lord, we pray for Sophia as well. Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy word. Angelita, Joania, Ruth, Maria, and William. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. And Holy Father God, we pray now for all people who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I pray for all people who are in government. Save the souls of those who are in government. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray, Holy Father God, that you would save those who are lost in government around the globe and lead them and guide them and direct them in the way that you'll have them to go, so that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, we pray, Lord, for some of the people by name who have suffered from the coronavirus plague, the loss of loved ones. And we pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Indian Pastor A.J. Samuel. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Indian pastor's wife, Kunjama Samuel, another family infected with, or impacted rather, by the coronavirus plague situation. More than one family member. We pray for the family and friends of Indian pastor's son, Johnson Samuel. We pray for the family and friends of Iraqi aid worker Asha Sargon Eskraya. We pray for the family and friends of Ohio pastor L. Pernice. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so. my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart, only you can do that, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on: I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.